Sam Klein, Omax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Hubert Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Today's Friday.
Yes, I know. Last day. You don't have to work tomorrow?
No, I'm off tomorrow.
All right.
I'm off
that
every,
makes the weekend a little better.
Yes, ma'am. I'm off every other weekend.
All right.
All right, so while I'm trying to get an account pulled up, may I ask what you're calling in regards to?
Yes, the Omax, I'm usually getting a six-month supply, and I have not received anything since November of last year.
Okay. All right. And what's the first and last name?
The first name is Hubert, H-U-B-E-R-T. The last name is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
All right, thank you. So I located an account for the Omax 3 Omega 3 fish oil with 6 boxes.
Yes.
And you were supposed to be on a subscription?
Yeah, every 6 months they were going to send it because I was getting like so much of it.
Okay. Could you hold for one moment, please?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Okay, good.
All right, thank you for holding. All right, so I'm looking here.
Yeah.
And I don't see where they placed you on a subscription.
No. Okay. Well, I have the confirmation number and everything. It was supposed to be the last one, November 11th, I believe, is when I placed the order. And I have the confirmation number. It was supposed to be distributed every 6 months. And I'm not getting it.
Yes, now while I'm looking, and it doesn't show that you're on a subscription, but that's okay, though, because I can set you up on a subscription now if you would like for me to.
Yeah, I thought I was on it, so yeah.
No, ma'am, you're not.
Because I'm out of it. Okay.
Let's see here. Yeah, I checked our in our account where all of our subscriptions go, and
yeah.
I put in your email address, and I don't see anything with an active subscription.
Okay. You know what? If I remember right, it might have been because it was 6 months instead of 3 months.
Yeah, so, but we could have still done a six-month subscription for you. Either way it went.
Okay. Well, then it was a misunderstanding then. Anyway, that's let's see, the H.R. Martin number 3@verizon.net.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I want to continue it just on a 6 months level, every six
okay.
months.
Yes, and so with our new system that we have going on here, we have to set up you an account on our website for the people that are getting subscriptions. And I'll need a password. It could be your dog's name, your cat's name, or an animal in general's name. It could have been your husband's name. I just need a number, or it could be kids, grandkids, aunts, uncles, mom, dads. I just need a password.
Okay. How about Ricky? R-I-K-I.
R-I-K-I?
Yes.
Do you want that to be the R uppercase or lowercase?
Oh.
It can be either way.
Uppercase.
Uppercase?
Yeah.
All right, I need a number.
Pardon me?
I need a number.
A number also?
Yes, it could be like 8, 9, it can be 12, it can be the number 1, number 2.
Okay, let me think a minute.
Okay.
Okay, how about wait, maybe hold on 1 second. My mind is
Yes, I understand. Normally we set a password up for you ourselves, but yeah. With you creating a password, with us asking you for a password, it's to better secure your account.
No, I understand, but okay, so Ricky was part of the password or not?
Yes, it was R-I-K-I.
Yes, and you're asking me for a number also?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Some people put it in their lucky number, and some people don't.
Okay. And that's also part of the password?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it'll kind of run together?
Yes, yeah, so it shows that that you had an email. This email has already been used.
Yes.
I sent you a email, and if you will, please, let's see, can you verify verify your email address, and then I have you to create a password, and then I could do it from here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. The email is hrmartin3@verizon.net.
Okay. hrmartin3@verizon.
Yes, .net.
Okay. I'm going to send you an email so you can reset your password.
Okay.
Because the password didn't go through.
Okay, and do I use this Ricky password, correct?
Yes, no, you can use that. Once I send you the email to reset your password, you put in RIKI1234, all lowercase.
Oh, okay. We're going to do lowercase for the Ricky?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then that will allow me to reset the password, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. See, I've had a heck of a day. I'm so glad it's from
you.
Too.
Yes, ma'am. Can you go in and verify that email, please?
You know what? I don't have access to a computer at the moment.
So would you like to call back in once you have access to a computer?
How long are you going to be there?
You can actually, if I'm still here when you call back in, you can ask to speak with me, and I'll be more than happy to assist you, or you can let one of our other people help you.
Okay.
We're open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Repeat those times again.
We're open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, we're open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get this taken care of tonight. Okay. I will do that. And
I will leave notes on your account of what's going on so that they'll be on board with what's going on when you call back in.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Now, I'm curious, what if you didn't have a computer? Would you not be able to order these and subscribe every 6 months?
No, ma'am, unless you have an email.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I will try to get back to you guys before 7 o'clock tonight anyway. And if not, then I'll deal with it then. But, okay, well, thank you. And I will watch for that email as soon as I get near a computer.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all I needed.
All right. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.